Okay, our friends. So today we are reading another Christmassy story for you. It is called How to Catch a Snowman. The story was written by Adam Wallace and Andy Ellerton. And it is read today by Mommy and...
the guy who is so good at playing Go Ball, a game he made up with Kinetic Sand and Marbles.
The guy who is so good at playing Go Ball, the game that he made up using Kinetic Sand and Marbles. That might be my favorite title you've ever made up. I kind of love it. And I would like to learn how to play Go Ball. Before this is over, what do you say we go and play some Go Ball together, huh?
Yep, after the story.
After the story, okay.
I'll get you magic.
Thank you.
You can play it with anything that can stick together. Like Play-Doh would work. Mm-hmm. Kinetic Sand. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even... I don't know, maybe even slime. If you have slime that can stick together.
I love it. Well, this sounds wonderful and just the right thing to have for a magical story like the one we have to tell today. But before we get started, we do want to give our patron shout out. And today's patron shout out is to our friend Ciamara. And she
patron shout out.
We don't want to forget that. She had a birthday this week, and we want to say happy birthday. And we are so, so glad that you are our friend. We're so glad that you are a good listener. We're so glad that you are here for this magical story today.
That's great.
And she's 6 years old now, and she's a huge fan of dragons, I think.
She'll be my age.
Yeah. I think she's a fan of Toothless the Dragon. Yeah, from How to Train Your Dragon. I know, I agree. And so we hope that you enjoy today's story, Ciamara. And happy birthday, friend.
That is such a cute dragon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of a big fan, too.
Yeah, me too. We all are. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. When the moon is full on a snowy night, something magical happens if the time is right. It's not an old silk hat that brings me to life, but the enchanted snow star shining down at midnight. Ooh. I don't thumpity thump or give warm hugs. That's for my friends to do. These clever kids will try to trap me. But who will catch me? You? And in the picture, we can see who it is that's talking, and it is a snowman. And he has come to life, and away he goes. But the kids, of course, are tracking him, right? An old-fashioned tracking device, like a dog, to sniff it.
Yeah.
Well, in this picture, we can see the kids have put together a net using their scarves.
Okay.
Yeah. And it looks like it might be a big, colorful mess.
Oh my gosh, that's not going to work.
No, that's what he says. That first trap was a good attempt. Your running made me smile. Your net of scarves might have done the trick, but it's left you all in a pile. You have to do better than that. Now, this trap is an improvement, and my escape is no guarantee. But I'll skate fast, and with the spin, you're covered in snow, like me. This is a tricky little snowman, but looks like they're using, like, hockey net maybe and like some skis, and they're trying to capture him. He moves fast. Yeah, and he's really good on his skates too, so you gotta watch out.
Not as fast as me, because I just came back.
A snowman who loves summer? I've heard of this before. What you didn't know is I can fly. Stand back and watch me soar. And he's jumping out of the way.
What?
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to get caught. So even though they tried to attract him with the summertime background, it didn't work. Chasing me down the hillside, you're really good at skiing. But when I bounce into a snowball, I'm really good at fleeing. And they tried to capture him while they were skiing down a hill. And guess what? He was pretty quick and got right out of there. I have to admit, that trap you made was a clever use of snow. But I can see that it's a trick. It's time for me to go. And in this picture, we can see that they made a little igloo to try to capture him. And they even said, free snowman snacks. Right? But did it work?
He just went, zoom!
Yeah, he fled right through it.
I just came back.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to get up pretty early to get in there. Oh, now this next one, though, this looks pretty good. A snowman shop? That's quite a treat. Made special just for me. Perhaps I'll grab a hat or scarf or maybe two or three. And in this picture, we can see...
And obviously it's here.
It's a trap. Yeah, there's a sign that says snowman accessories. And
okay,
you can get like a carrot for a nose or mittens or a hook if you want to be a pirate snowman or some scarves or some hats. And there's all kinds of hats.
Please continue.
There's even a sombrero. But, they did not move fast enough. You built me with a carrot nose. I think that's kind of cute. But cuter still is trying to catch me with vegetables and fruit. But you know what, though? Snowmen do like to have vegetables. Like a carrot for their nose, right? Or a banana for their smile. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. This winter wonderland is great, so bright and full of fun, but snow globes can't hold me for long. Too bad. I gotta run. And in the picture we can see, yep, there's a snow globe. Have you ever seen those that people can sit in? They're like life-size snow globes that people can sometimes put up for
restaurants. Wait, there's actual snow globe?
Well, no, it's just a big, round, warm sort of globe. Sometimes fancy restaurants have that you can sit in. But this snowman is smart, and he bounced right out of it. Woohoo! Your sleigh ride sure is fun. I love gliding down this slide. But I think I'll skip the trampoline that ends this jolly joy ride.
What trampoline?
Well, they've set up yet another trap. There's a trampoline at the end of the slide here.
And then what happened with the trampoline?
Well, they're going to try to bounce him so they can capture him.
How?
Well, I'm not really entirely sure. They haven't maybe thought that one out all the way. They're trying really hard to capture the snowman. Now that was one fantastic trap and very well thought through. Nice try. Well done. Magnificent job. But I'll still escape from you. He says to them. And they have done a pretty good job. They set the water to shoot out ice and trip him on his sled. And he did go flying, but they didn't capture him. Did they?
Mm-mm. Oh, gosh.
Once I've escaped your final trap, you'll get called in for dinner. As the sun sets, it seems to me that I am the contest winner, says the snowman. He's pretty proud of himself, right? You tried so hard to catch me. I'm glad I'm free, it's true. But perhaps before I'm on my way, I can leave a gift for you. he says. And in the picture, we can see this magical snowman walking up to a pile of snow outside of the library. And the library says, do you want to build a snowman? Oh my goodness. And he did build them a snowman. A massive sculpture with him and all the kids climbing on it. And I think it's pretty impressive. And the kids, in fact, won first place.
On what?
In the Build a Snowman competition. Because the snowman made them this giant sculpture. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Uh-huh. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.